Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We are here, and once again, it is our great pleasure to be in your reality. We are gathered here at the home of Peg and Bill in Exeter, Rhode Island. This is the afternoon portion of the weekend workshop, and you get to have we, and we get to have you, and we are going to cavort and play with some interesting ideas and energies this afternoon. The date is April
20.
Peg, we skipped it yesterday, so sorry. Happy birthday greetings to you.
Thank you.
Is today the day? Yesterday was
yesterday.
The day. Yesterday. And good time to celebrate and all of that. So birthday greetings. We think of it as a cycle around the sun. And of course, there are, you take on these cycles around the sun as birthdays, or you decree your aging process. This is part custom, it looks like it is reality, but in actuality, the body is designed in such a way that if it was constantly fed nutrients and the proper balance of let's say, life force energy and physical nutrients, the body could move on and live for many, 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 many years. And you have stories in from times of old, you have biblical stories that refer to people having much longer lifespans than you currently have. So however long any of you choose to live, the bottom line is live well, live with the joy, live with purpose and dignity, because when this life is over, you will select other lives again. And this life will look like it's over, but from other points of view, it's always ongoing, and it can be accessed in any timeline. Even though you think childhood is finished, from other perspectives, your childhood is still always ongoing. That is the nature of energy. So, we would like to continue with this weekend's discussion, leaping into the new reality and what this involves, how this change is going to affect people individually, regionally, globally, what this means in terms of spiritual development, spiritual achievements, how these challenges to move through the spiritual initiations will manifest in physical form, the material world. Once again, we remind you that reality is refreshed with new vital energy in every moment. The greatest propensity of consciousness and creativity is to strive to find positive outcomes. That is, let's say, consciousness's natural predilection. Consciousness looks always to find positive outcomes. So no matter how doom-filled and dire the material world appears to be as far as stories and media and challenges that are happening in the world, we remind you all to look out your window and to affirm that this energy is refreshed and revitalized. What the United States and other parts of the world are going to be facing in the next number of years, for U.S. in particular, is, let's say, a karmic blowback, so to speak, of all things that have been set into motion by people who have money, people who have hidden agendas, people who run the pharmaceutical field, the medical, military, industrial complex, all of these areas, may find that their free hand to do whatever they want may not be so free anymore. Gridlock, of course, is part of the nanosecond. Again, the nanosecond being the years from 1987 through 2012, defined by a spiritual awakening of the beings that inhabit Earth, and all beings that come and work with your world will also be, let's say, under that umbrella of spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakening on a very core basic level, just to review a bit from last evening, is looking to create a healing along the lines of time.